Now turn to part three. You will hear people talking in eight different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each piece twice.
One. You overhear a conversation between two women about animals.
My husband is always saying he wishes he had a dog to go for walks with.
So do you think he'll get one?
I don't know. It's such a commitment. I mean, we'd have to take him with us on holiday, that sort of thing. So I'd rule that out. Then my daughter Patsy would really like to have a horse.
But that's even more of a commitment.
I know, which is why I hesitate. I mean, we'd have to supervise her quite closely to start with to make sure she was safe. At least until we know she can control it.
What about a cat?
Well, they're definitely the easiest to look after. Not that they interest any of us. In the end, we'll probably let Patsy have her choice. It's a mistake to deny your kids the things they really want. My husband is always saying he wishes he had a dog to go for walks with.
So do you think he'll get one?
I don't know. It's such a commitment. I mean, we'd have to take him with us on holiday, that sort of thing. So I'd rule that out. Then my daughter Patsy would really like to have a horse.
But that's even more of a commitment.
I know, which is why I hesitate. I mean, we'd have to supervise her quite closely to start with to make sure she was safe. At least until we know she can control it.
What about a cat?
Well, they're definitely the easiest to look after. Not that they interest any of us. In the end, we'll probably let Patsy have her choice. It's a mistake to deny your kids the things they really want.
Two. You hear part of a children's television programme about zebras.
To us, every zebra looks alike. During their migration, all the stripes form a confusing pattern which helps to protect them from lions and other predators. But while to the untrained eye they appear identical, each individual's pattern is unique, helping others to identify them. While male zebras have wider, darker, shinier stripes than females, at a distance and in a mass, they may all look the same. Even so, young zebras who go off to play can always pick out their mums from thousands of others. To us, every zebra looks alike. During their migration, all the stripes form a confusing pattern which helps to protect them from lions and other predators. But while to the untrained eye they appear identical, each individual's pattern is unique, helping others to identify them. While male zebras have wider, darker, shinier stripes than females, at a distance and in a mass, they may all look the same. Even so, young zebras who go off to play can always pick out their mums from thousands of others.
Three. You overhear a conversation between a boy and a girl about birds in the girl's garden.
Hi, Trish. What have you been up to this weekend?
Oh, I've been helping my mum in the garden a lot of the time.
So, working hard?
You're telling me. But my mum loves the garden, especially the birds which go there to feed, you know, on insects and berries and things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and when she's not in the garden, she's watching the birds from the window and keeping an eye out to make sure the cats don't get them. There are tons of cats in our neighbourhood, and she hates the idea of them catching birds. And she's right. Dead birds are gross.
Hi, Trish. What have you been up to this weekend?
Oh, I've been helping my mum in the garden a lot of the time.
So, working hard?
You're telling me. But my mum loves the garden, especially the birds which go there to feed, you know, on insects and berries and things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and when she's not in the garden, she's watching the birds from the window and keeping an eye out to make sure the cats don't get them. There are tons of cats in our neighbourhood, and she hates the idea of them catching birds. And she's right. Dead birds are gross.
Four. You overhear part of a conversation in which a girl and a boy are talking about dogs.
Have you still got that lovely dog of yours?
We sure have.
Lucky you. I wish I had a dog.
Well, he is nice to look at, but we really got him to protect us from burglars. Probably if we lived in a safer area, we wouldn't have bought one. In fact, he barks at everything, which doesn't make us very popular in the neighbourhood.
Well, all that barking might prevent a burglary. And I bet he's good fun to play with, isn't he?
Sure, he's great for that. But I'd be happier if my parents had bought a house in the country. Then we wouldn't worry about neighbours or burglars.
Have you still got that lovely dog of yours?
We sure have.
Lucky you. I wish I had a dog.
Well, he is nice to look at, but we really got him to protect us from burglars. Probably if we lived in a safer area, we wouldn't have bought one. In fact, he barks at everything, which doesn't make us very popular in the neighbourhood.
Well, all that barking might prevent a burglary. And I bet he's good fun to play with, isn't he?
Sure, he's great for that. But I'd be happier if my parents had bought a house in the country. Then we wouldn't worry about neighbours or burglars.
5. You hear a woman giving part of a lecture about animal rights.
It would, I think, be ignorant to suggest that zoos no longer serve a useful purpose. Many of them do quite valuable work conserving rare species. What I do think, and I'm sure you'd agree with me here, is that those old-fashioned zoos which were designed and built in the 19th century just don't give animals enough space. There's no feeling that animals are in a natural habitat. Those zoos should all be closed and banned, while the more modern zoos need to be strictly inspected to make sure that the animals are kept in the best conditions possible. That way, diseases and other problems can be avoided. It would, I think, be ignorant to suggest that zoos no longer serve a useful purpose. Many of them do quite valuable work conserving rare species. What I do think, and I'm sure you'd agree with me here, is that those old-fashioned zoos which were designed and built in the 19th century just don't give animals enough space. There's no feeling that animals are in a natural habitat. Those zoos should all be closed and banned, while the more modern zoos need to be strictly inspected to make sure that the animals are kept in the best conditions possible. That way, diseases and other problems can be avoided.
6. You hear a girl talking about some animals she worked with.
Last summer, you see, I went as a volunteer on a wildlife conservation project in Africa, and I was asked to look after these young lions which had been orphaned. You know, they'd lost their mother. It's curious because I'd expected to feel quite anxious. I mean, they're dangerous animals, aren't they? In fact, after I'd spent a few days feeding the lion cubs and playing with them, we had a very easy, comfortable relationship. I had to keep an eye on them as well because they could be quite rough when playing with each other, and we didn't want them to harm each other, but I never felt they were going to attack me. Last summer, you see, I went as a volunteer on a wildlife conservation project in Africa, and I was asked to look after these young lions which had been orphaned. You know, they'd lost their mother. It's curious because I'd expected to feel quite anxious. I mean, they're dangerous animals, aren't they? In fact, after I'd spent a few days feeding the lion cubs and playing with them, we had a very easy, comfortable relationship. I had to keep an eye on them as well because they could be quite rough when playing with each other, and we didn't want them to harm each other, but I never felt they were going to attack me.
7. You hear a boy talking about hippos.
I always thought hippos spent their day hiding in the water, but then I saw this awesome video on YouTube of a guy on holiday in South Africa. It shows him walking along a riverbank. He's being filmed by a friend. When suddenly, there's this crashing noise in the grass and a hippo rushes out. Wow! Anyway, the guy just manages to leap to one side and run while his mate screams and drops the camera. If he hadn't reacted quickly, the hippo would have killed him for sure, trampled him underfoot. Anyway, I got sort of interested in this and googled hippos. Apparently, they get nervous if someone walks between them and the river, which is their natural habitat, and more people are killed by hippos in Africa every year than by any other animal, just because they get between the hippo and the water. I always thought hippos spent their day hiding in the water, but then I saw this awesome video on YouTube of a guy on holiday in South Africa. It shows him walking along a riverbank. He's being filmed by a friend, when suddenly there's this crashing noise in the grass and a hippo rushes out. Wow. Anyway, the guy just manages to leap to one side and run while his mate screams and drops the camera. If he hadn't reacted quickly, the hippo would have killed him for sure, trampled him underfoot. Anyway, I got sort of interested in this and googled hippos. Apparently, they get nervous if someone walks between them and the river, which is their natural habitat, and more people are killed by hippos in Africa every year than by any other animal, just because they get between the hippo and the water.
8. You hear a woman talking to her husband about a circus.
Brian?
Yes?
I've been looking in the paper and it's given me an idea. Why don't we take the kids to the circus in the holidays? That's something we haven't done for a few years.
I'm not sure. I mean, the last time we went, it wasn't exactly fun, was it?
Yes, but that's because they had all those acts with tired-looking animals and things. If they'd had more acrobats, we'd have enjoyed it more. Anyway, this one's different. It might be much better.
Okay, well, let's ask them if they'd be interested in going.
Brian?
Yes?
I've been looking in the paper and it's given me an idea. Why don't we take the kids to the circus in the holidays? That's something we haven't done for a few years.
I'm not sure. I mean, the last time we went, it wasn't exactly fun, was it?
Yes, but that's because they had all those acts with tired-looking animals and things. If they'd had more acrobats, we'd have enjoyed it more. Anyway, this one's different. It might be much better.
Okay, well, let's ask them if they'd be interested in going.
That is the end of part 3.